Hello, good people. This is Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast, and I am your host, Francesca Thompson, educator and founder of Thrive 12. Today, we will speak to an education trailblazer, Melissa Edwards. She will talk to us about how she has always made things happen for her student. Her story and advice will have you inspired and ready to go back to school and put on your It Is Possible cap. Melissa, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm good, Fran. Thank you for having me. This is great.
Yeah, I'm ready to get your story out there and excited. We have a great history. Our relationship, you know, I'm going to kind of give them a short version of the story. But we met, my gosh, probably almost, how long have I been a teacher? Education, I guess about 18 years ago. Melissa was my teacher mentor, and I'm going to give them the funny to this story, okay? Melissa was my first ever mentor in education, and the first time we met, you know, I was probably team too much, came into the school thinking I'm going to change the world, and Melissa told me go sit down somewhere, okay?
I did not
pray. She said, "Oh, you're doing too much, girl."
Oh, was I was like,
I don't know if I'm a like this lady.
Oh my goodness.
But you know what? She needed to tell me to go sit down somewhere, okay? Because I needed to learn. I needed to watch others. I was new. I came from corporate, never had been a teacher ever. And I had to take that advice and understand where it came from you, right? It was about, I want to make sure she has the best experience and not get burnt out by just doing a lot in the first year, right?
Right. And look, if anybody knows Fran, when she puts her mind to do something, it's going to be 110%. And I was like, okay. We're going to slow down just a tad bit. Fran wanted to go full speed forward. And you know what? That's why she is phenomenal today. So don't let her fool you.
Well, I learned from the best. Me and Melissa have now been friends over, you know, 18 years.
Yeah.
And so we just do everything together. We plan different adventures together. We hang out, we travel. We're always putting our minds together to figure out what's next. So I learned from her over these years. So that is not what we're here for though, but I wanted to just kind of give them a brief history on how we met, but I really admire your go-getter attitude when it comes to your students. And so, I think when we talked before the show, it's like your fearlessness, you see no as not an answer, and that's why I consider you a trailblazer. And so when you hear the word or phrase education trailblazer, what does that mean to you?
That means that Fran has paved the way for everybody else to go through. We learn from each other. You know, you take what you take. When you observe others in their practice, in their passion, and you know, you tweak it to fit you. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel. It's where your passion lies and you know what you want to accomplish.
Yeah.
And I think we piggyback off each other in that way.
Yeah. It's about partnership, teamwork. Mm-hmm. And that's how me and you have always worked together, and we work for two different districts, but we always find a way to collaborate. I remember the biggest thing we did together was Global Entrepreneurship Week that touched people. I mean, that was a worldwide event. We were in two different districts, but we found a way to create a 1-week plan with your resources, my resources. I think we had Tanae and it was one other person.
Miss Manning and another empowered teacher, and
Teacher.
this was during COVID.
This was during
All of this
COVID.
happened during COVID, and all of this happened because Fran wanted it to happen.
No,
We
girl.
saw no, we saw Fran's passion, and we looked like, okay, we got to do this because she's not playing.
But
So
it was so good to put
it
on a
was.
conference to that level. Oh my gosh, Melissa,
It
we did
was.
that.
We did. We
Yeah.
did.
Well, teachers definitely make such a difference, and you have shown exceptional dedication to teaching and your passion and support for students. Where does that come from? Your passion and dedication in serving your students?
You know, I think, you know, I did a study about this, and I'm a firm believer in motherhood. If you are a mother, you have a passion for teaching because you think about your children sitting in a seat in a classroom with a classroom teacher with no passion. Imagine that. And your kids not getting top-notch educational resources that if a teacher with passion had, you know that your child would be in a good classroom. So I think about all those children sitting in my class, and their parents are like me. They want their children in good hands. And that's where my passion lies, because I want the same for mine. And if I want the same for mine, your kids are going to get it too. So resources and exposure is so big to me because in my day, I grew up in the 60s, we didn't have a lot of exposure. And it's always who you knew. And it wasn't fair. And I said to myself, if I would have had the resources that some of these students have now, I could have took off in the stars.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's where my passion lies.
Yeah, and I definitely see that. So let's back up some. How long have you been in education?
Over 33 years.
Wow. And you've been in different districts, and you started though in Florida, right?
I started in Florida at Miami Mega Magnet Coral Reef High School and South Miami High School. And I moved here, and my first job was North Atlanta. That's where I met you. And then during COVID, well, let's back up. After North Atlanta, I went to Farrell. I went to Tucker High School, and now I'm back at North Atlanta.
With Atlanta. Yeah. So you've had you just a lot of students that you have been able to pour into in two different states and learn from as well. So I remember when I think about trailblazing, I remember this thing that we used to do called Market Day. So I want us to talk about an example of how you went above and beyond to ensure your students had access to an opportunity. And so a little history about Market Day. That was a program that our classes, it was sponsored by a company called Empowered, where our kids were able to get funding to start a business. And they launched the business, and then they were able to go back and get and keep the funds or the profit from whatever they sold that day. And so, you know, we all of the Empowered, and back then it was called Youth Entrepreneurs Teachers, had the same activity going on around about the same time. And after that day, the students would do the activity. We would debrief in the classroom, and then we would go on and continue on with the lesson. Well, Melissa put a little twist to it that nobody else ever even thought to ask, but she asked. So what was that, Melissa?
Well, my students, when you debrief Market Day and you think about what you've done to prepare for Market Day, we had a shark tank, and you have to figure out what groups get what type of monies for funding. And you go through that whole process, and the day of your business, that one day, you feel what it feels like to open up that business. And then when you see the students debrief and you're like, oh man, you mean to tell me I could have did it this way or that way? Oh man. if we would have just did this, our profit margin would have went sky high.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, so I'm hearing that you guys, you felt the failure and you want to go back and try this again because you see where you went wrong. So I just went back to Empowered and asked them, hey, can we do another market day? Can my students learn from their mistakes? And they said, sure, no one's ever done that, but let's do it.
Yeah. And I love that. No one's ever done that. You move boldly. When you had said you were going to ask them, I was like, then people, are they going to let her do that again? And it just never dawned on me to ask something like that. And you, it just is not even a question. It's just like, hey, this is what happened. I want my kids to do this again. And this is what we need. And just we need educators to move boldly like that, to give those kids those opportunities like that, and those second chances so that they can see, reflect on what their experience was and have right. another shot at being better. Mm-hmm. And I just like how in my years of knowing you, Market Day is just one of many examples of just how you move boldly for your students. You just ask questions that we might think of but may not want to ask or are fearful of asking. And for teachers, it's time for us to get in that space where we just feel like we're just comfortable with asking the question. Even if the answer is no, you still right. ask the question, right?
Yeah. Right. That's exactly right. My students, I feel like, really motivated me to ask for them because you saw the green light. You saw them understand what this business meant to them and to their families. Mm-hmm. Because the motivating factor, they got to keep the profit.
That's right.
That's the motivating factor. And the competition and teamwork, collaboration, that all played a huge part
mm-hmm.
in it. And I feel like communication also.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I'm glad your kids got that second chance. Why is it so important for teachers to understand they must push for their students and a lot of times be the voice for their students? Why is that so important?
Like you said, Fran, we have to be their cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents can make it happen, but sometimes they don't understand how to maneuver. That's where the teachers need to step in and understand that they need to be the voice, the cheerleader. They need to be in the forefront. We're in the trenches with these students.
Mm-hmm.
We see them every day.
Yeah.
And we know the importance. If we don't fight for them, who will?
Yeah, true. So I got a few words I'm going to say to you, and I want you to just tell me what comes to mind. And this is all in context of our conversation.
Okay.
So when I say the word fearless, what comes to mind?
Unafraid.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you move as an educator. For sure.
Unafraid.
Okay. Persistent.
Persevere.
Mm-hmm.
You persevere regardless of what the out, if the answer is no, okay, so there's an obstacle. Your students are looking at you and they're mm-hmm. like, how is Miss Edwards going to maneuver?
Mm-hmm.
And what I want them to learn, if there's a roadblock, do you go around it, over it, under it, through it? There's a way.
Yeah.
So it's up to the teachers to show them, okay, you may get a no now, but this is how you maneuver around it.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people stop at that roadblock or at that wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that with some educators where they just think that wall is too thick or they just don't think there's an easy way around it. And so they stop and just go back. And you know that there is a way around it. And that we must be persistent and we just got to continue to press forward, even if there's a roadblock.
And that's why I say persevere, because it takes energy to do that, friend.
It does.
So you have to persevere and endure through the hard and the bad, the no's, and one day that no may turn into a yes. But
Yes.
you're not going to know it until you get there.
Yeah. And I like to be full transparent with teachers on this podcast. Sometimes you're going to cry, right? You know, sometimes you're going to be down those no's.
Right.
And you still have to continue. Go ahead and cry. I remember several times I've been in my classroom crying about something that I didn't get or something that's not working out, but I just get over it, take my little 5 minutes, and then I go ahead and just move forward, figure
and
out
it. Fred, yes, and what you just said is so important, and that's what I do. Mm-hmm. These are coping skills. These are lifelong learning skills. We're teaching our students in life. This is what you do in life. If your employer tells you no because you have this brilliant idea, they may tell you no once, but you go back and perfect it and say, you're not going to say no to this because this is foolproof.
Yes.
So what you just said, you're coping in the classroom. I'm coping. We are using and applying what we're teaching them.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
That's
We're
true.
In the trenches every day, all day. It doesn't come from nothing. It comes from us, but we got to be strong enough to get it done.
That's right.
And that's what we're trying to help them to understand.
Yeah. So what are some resources that you have found yourself using that have supported your journey in education or your classroom experience or supported your students?
And there's a lot of resources. When you talk to teachers, you find out different business partners. You go to seminars and you sit and ask, well, what's successful for you? And that's how you just build your resources, by talking to other educators.
Mm-hmm.
I've had business partners like Youth Business Institute. They were TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods. They came in and did a 10-week work readiness skills class. Then they took my students shopping for business interview clothes.
Wow.
Then they did mock interviews, and then they gave them jobs. Who does that?
Yeah. And how did you even get them to come to your classroom to do that?
They were already at Theral, and the teacher that I took her place, she moved on to administration, and I fell into their lap.
Mm-hmm. And you
And
were
they embraced me, and I embraced them.
Yeah. Yeah. And look at the opportunity that the students received. I just wrote an article on LinkedIn about how our kids need those work study or internship experiences. And you were able to set that whole 10-week session with them and then take
Yes.
it to a next level where they were able to get the resources that they need, the business suits. And then after that, even the jobs. And that's just trailblazing to me. Like, that is just taking education to the next level. That is taking it from the textbook to outside of the classroom to full exposure and experience. And that is what, to me, true education is. You can teach them that textbook, that PowerPoint all day, but what are you going to do to make it real? And you know how to utilize your business partners to create those opportunities in this classroom space.
Yeah, it was rewarding, and too bad all good things have to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
COVID shut them down
Mm.
with the Youth Business Institute side. The managers had to be in the stores instead of in the classrooms. So we lost that business partnership, but it was good while it lasted.
Yeah. And that seed was planted, and
yeah,
just, you'll be able to see those students prosper in
oh
what,
yeah,
just in many ways, right?
Yeah.
So what's next for you? Any programs, opportunities, going back to school, events? What you got? What you got going on?
I do want to go back to school. However, what stopped me in my tracks, because I'm still going to go back, But what stopped me in my tracks is I accepted a position at Odyssey Atlanta. I am the new high school director for them.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And just to reset and restart that whole program and offering takeaways for our students in the summer and offering internships and having market day and having all those in high school come through and get Microsoft Office certified. I think that's going to be a great thing.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, those kids are going to, the opportunity they're going to receive next summer, priceless. It is just going to be one of a kind for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for what you're going to bring.
Thank you. I am too.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great conversation today. Anything else you want to share before we close it out?
Well, the only thing I can say is that any teacher, don't give up.
Yeah, we need that.
Keep pushing forward. And Fran hasn't, I know you guys know about Fran, but she has started business after business. I don't know if she told you the story, but I'll never forget this. She said she was at a, where
a
were
conference.
You, Fran?
A conference in Atlanta. A parent had invited me to come to their conference. This is
okay,
a
I'm going to let Fran tell you. Tell the story, Fran.
No, go ahead.
No, tell it, please.
Oh my God. This is when I was teaching entrepreneurship, and I had a parent partner that would come to my classroom. This is like my either first or second year in teaching. I was in Atlanta, and this parent was very well known in Atlanta. You know, names all over the MARTA buses. And so she had invited me to come. She didn't know I was in the audience. And she got on that stage and she said, my student has a teacher who teaches entrepreneurship and doesn't own a business. And I said, oh my gosh, she's talking about me. Well, she should have never said that because I have owned plenty of businesses after that, okay? She planted a seed that day, okay?
That's right. And look, and then I thought about it because I teach entrepreneurship too. I'm like, I need to start a business too. So it was infectious, Fran. Trust me, I told you we learn from each other.
We do. And we've done, me and you have done plenty of masterminds and just, we're trailblazers, girl. We got
That's right.
We got this for sure.
That's right.
So I'm excited for you and your upcoming opportunities and what you're, and even how we will collaborate in the future.
Yeah.
So keep pushing for your students, keep pushing for your teachers. This is just so an exciting time in education. I know the education gets a lot of negative press, but it's what you make of it for sure.
That's exactly right.
Make what you make of it. And so there are some areas where you can have a good time and partner up with the right people and create a great experience for yourself and your students.
Right. Because please believe that in your student's life, you are creating memories with them.
That's right.
You are going through the journey with them. And, you know, I see people all the time, hey, Miss Edwards. And I'm like, oh, hi. You know, you see students all the time. I keep in contact with at least 20 of my former students. And it's a beautiful thing when you see them successful.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And that's
it's worth it.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is it for today's episode about being an education trailblazer with Miss Melissa Edwards. It is a testament to how our jobs as educators make a positive difference in the lives of our students. Let us, I think Melissa said it first, let us keep pushing forward. What we do matters for sure. Today's program was brought to you by Thrive 12, an educational resource company dedicated to educators around the world. Please check us out at www.thrive12.com for additional information. In the show notes, I will have Melissa's bio and how you can get in touch with her. I will also attach a few resources about this show. Please leave a comment, share your feedback, and participate in the show's discussion. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and keep doing one thing for me: keep thriving.